actor?
Oh, geez, I always wanted to be an actor. It's because I loved movies so much when I was little. It was my favorite thing to do, was watch them, and they made me really happy. So I wanted to make them, too, so I could make other people happy. So I went to conservatory after high school, because I knew that's what I wanted to do.
So you, from learning acting, you learn acting, did you go to L.A. straight away to pursue acting, or did you go somewhere else first?
I wanted to be an actor ever since I was like about, I don't know, 8 years old, but I waited until after high school and I went straight to Los Angeles, after high school and decided to go to a conservatory there, and that's where a lot of my work is because I like to do film, so
I think
it's based in the States.
So what have you worked on recently that you think people should check out when it comes out?
Barely Legal was a teen comedy I did that's releasing at the end of July. It's kind of like an American Pie type movie. So that's the biggest thing coming up. Water for Elephants, I had a small part in that, but it already came out in April. So those are the two things I'm working on. I'm looking to do a horror movie later this summer, but that won't release until next year.
Cool. So how did you get involved with Water for Elephants?
Water for Elephants, I signed on as a dancer because I do all different kinds of dance, so they wanted Foxtrot dancers at the time, and it was just by chance that I got put in the head of wardrobe. It was her favorite dress, so they wanted me to be all over the scene because she really liked the dress, so I got to be in a lot of like the speakeasy scenes. And,
oh, that's fantastic.
I got really good. Mm-hmm.
And how'd you get involved in Barely Legal?
Barely Legal, I just auditioned for. It's a local production company. It's run out of Burbank Asylum. So, yeah, I just wanted an audition for them, and the casting director invited me back, and I was really right for one of their roles. I played Sue, so she's one of the three main girls in the film.
Cool. So were you aware of Asylum's legacy as a production company before you signed on board to the movie?
I actually had seen their movies, like at Blockbuster and on Netflix and stuff, but didn't really realize that, they are the ones that produced them. So, yeah, I found out a lot about the company as I worked with them, and it's fun. They make a lot of movies. So.
I know.
Pretty quick there. Yeah, it was fun.
So who would you like to work with if you had the chance to work with anybody?
Director-wise, I'd really want to work with Tim Burton. I'm really big on fantasy. I love, that there's just no limits with it. He creates these great, fantastical worlds. So I'd love that. Acting-wise, I'd want to work with people who are, fearless, like Meryl Streep type,
Yeah.
She will really take any type of role and tries everything, so.
Cool, so. So, how do you prepare for roles?
That really depends on the role a lot. Sometimes you're not given a lot of time to prep. Like, for Barely Legal, I was given the script 4 hours before we started filming. So, at that point, you're really just trying to read it. it depends on the role. If it's, a period piece or historical dramas and stuff, you obviously have to do a lot of research to kind of, know the world around them. Get to know, what kind of music was popular then and what they would have been doing with their time and things like that. But I just try to build, a detailed history of each character, figure out what their relationships are and, what they do with their time and what's important to them. That's really what I focus on is just building, you just have to be very decisive about it, don't leave anything to question.
Do you think preparing for a role helps make the role and the character you play better because you've researched, you've put the effort into making a good job of the role that makes your character stand out?
Yeah, definitely, because, the only way you can play a role without researching it or really putting a lot of thought into it beforehand is if it was exactly like you, because everybody does things completely differently, and nobody even brushes their teeth the same way, so you really have to figure out, in my life, for example, I have a twin sister. She's the most important thing in the world for me, so I spend a lot of time with her. So it's every person kind of has that one thing that's important to them, or they're, you know, they're one person or whatever, and you just have to figure out what their goals are, and they differ a lot from yours. So without spending the time to figure all that stuff out, then it's very difficult for me. If you don't know something, it's not going to be perceived in, on film. The more decisive you are, the better people understand what you're going for.
Cool. So what role would you most like to play?
Oh, that's so hard. There's so many that I would love to play. Because I like fantasy, I love, like, Alice in Wonderland, like, Through Looking Glass. I'd love to do that. I'm really big into combat, like, stunts and combat work, so I'd love to do, like, some kind of comic movie where I get to use a lot of that. Those are probably the top ones that I'd like.
Cool. So what role wouldn't you play?
That's so good. I would consider playing any role. I don't think there's a role that I'd turn down, really. I mean, some are obviously more difficult and others are more enjoyable. It's not easy to play, like, a villain and kind of get in their mindset and, you know, wanting to destroy things. But it's fun, you know? So I don't think I'd definitely consider playing any role.
So you're doing a horror movie soon. Do you know what that's about, or are you allowed to talk about that, or...?
Talk about what?
Are you allowed to talk about
that? Oh, the horror movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still kind of, it's still up in the air. It's not set yet, but I can talk about it a little bit. It's, a horror movie. It's supposed to be about, it's a very, like, classic horror movie. It's zombies and cheerleaders trying to save the world, and you kind of find out that there's more to these girls than...
sounds awesome.
You first see. So, yeah, that's about all I can say about it right now. But, yeah, that's the idea is just, you know, that people are more than what they seem, and there's a lot more to them. And,
that's cool.
You know, they kind of stand together and fight for what they believe in. So.
Sounds good. I've got a question. I probably don't know why I sent you, but do you think 3D movies are sort of on the way out? Because it sounds like at the moment that everyone's, so like the night is making the expected profits they're hoping to make. Do you think 3D movies are still going to be going strong, or do you think they're going on the way out like a lot of people think?
No, I think 3D movies are definitely on the way up. A teacher of mine, somebody that I worked with at the conservatory, Todd Bro, he was actually telling us a few years ago how popular they were going to become. And he's like, 3D movies are the next big thing, and this was only when, like, one or two 3D movies came out. But, yeah, I mean, people tend to like them. And they're actually difficult for me to watch because the glasses is just driving crazy. But, I think they're going to keep going with that. I think some movies make sense to put in 3D, and that's probably why there aren't so many 3D movies right now, is because, you know, like, movies based on comics are really popular right now. A lot of action movies, and obviously animated is very fun to do. And you get to play a lot more with, like, CGI and stuff like that. But there are some that, I mean, obviously you're not going to put, like, Pride and Prejudice in 3D, you know? So, I mean, I think it'll stay fairly balanced. I think they're going to keep making them, definitely. There's a lot of profit in them. And eventually, as a lot of my peers think, we will evolve to something better than 3D. It's, you know, like the motion experience where the chair moves and there's effects around you and things like that. But, yeah, I think it only works for certain genres of movie.
Cool. So how often would you audition for movies each week?
How often do I audition?
Yeah.
That really depends. LA right now is in its slow season because in the summertime it opens up in New York. There's a lot more work because it's not so cold and such. So on average I probably audition like 4 days a week or something like that. One audition. And a couple, but not all for film. Some of them are, I mean, I model too, so that's a pretty quick thing. And then, I mean, sometimes there are dance auditions and things like that. But for films, maybe like twice a week. Some of them are short, some of them, you know, like low budget features, and some of them are bigger, so.
Cool. So would you, I assume you would be open to doing TV work if you got a role in a big television series?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd love to be a TV. I just recently became SAG eligible. So if you're not, there's not very many TV shows that you can do here that aren't either after a SAG or part of some union. So now that I'm eligible for those, I'm actually able to audition. But before that, they don't really consider you. So that's something that, a door that's just open for me. It's something that I get to really kind of work on. I'd love to be on a sitcom or something. I love comedy, so.
That's cool. Is it hard to get your SAG? Is it hard to get SAG behind you when you're starting out as an actor?
It really depends. I mean, there's different ways to get in. You can do extra work and get vouchers that way. I got very lucky because one way to get, you get Taft-Hart lead into SAG, and that's when you have, like, an irreplaceable skill that, they need you for that role as opposed to hiring somebody else. And because I do stunt work, I was able to work on a SAG project, and they said that, I had an irreplaceable skill that I could join a union. So, it really just depends on, it's like one of my friends got on it because she just randomly got selected when she was doing extra work, and she said one line on a SAG TV show, so she got Taft-Hart lead. And then I know other people who have done several feature films, and all of them are non-union, and they don't. So, some people get it in a week, and some people it takes years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just kind of a by-chance thing.
So what kind of stunt work do you do?
All kinds. I mainly do weapon work, a lot of stuff with swords, and, like, unarmed combat, so fighting mainly. I can do falls and flips and things like that.
Cool.
What I really like is, like, I do small swords, like fencing and broadsword, like Braveheart style, and it's fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to just look at it. What have you seen recently that you've really enjoyed?
I just saw X-Men last night. That was fun. X-Men First Class. That was good.
Great film.
Yeah, it was really fun. And, there were some great fight scenes in it, so I was having fun. I really like animated movies and classic movies. So, I like things like Kung Fu Panda and stuff like that. Just comedies, like feel-good type things. And then,
cool.
I watch a lot of old stuff. I watch a lot of Jimmy Stewart and a lot of Dick Van Dyke. And
that's great.
Things like that.
Yeah, like he had his whole TV series, and he's done stuff like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins. And
yeah.
And he's been a...
Yeah, I watch the Dick Van Dyke Show all the time. It's so fun.
It's a good show. So, do you think the internet has helped you get... Do you think the internet has helped your career?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think it helps every artist's career, especially ones that are just starting out, because you get all that publicity and, you can kind of self-promote yourself when you're first starting out and kind of get your name out there that way. And more than anything, why I like it is because being an actor, it can be a consistent job. You can work every day, but you're always going to new place. You're always working with different people. The last film I worked on, we had three different VPs. Like, it's really uncommon, but it's just you don't see people for very long, so it makes it very easy for networking and staying in touch with people that you know, which often leads to, repeat work. So, it does help your career a lot, and you get to kind of stay up to date with everyone else's career and what they're doing. So, I think it just keeps everyone closer knit and closer together.
Do you think with regards to piracy, that the internet has made a downfall, and why the studios are making the same kind of movies because they know they can make money from them instead of taking the risk on making something totally new and original?
That's a really difficult question. As far as, the production studios go, I know a lot of them are afraid of losing money, and some of them, a lot of movies are only released, on line sites, for Netflix or whatever else, and it's a risk that they have to take with it, but I don't think the internet has really hurt the film industry like maybe it has hurt the music industry a little bit more, so I don't really know whether I don't see a downfall of the internet as far as production companies and things go. I think oftentimes makes their lives a lot easier because they're so much more connected.
Sorry. So I'll ask you, what are you listening to lately? What have you been listening to recently?
Oh, gosh, music. Love it. my favorite band is The Killers. I listen to The Killers a lot. Do you guys have them over there?
Yeah, they're very huge here in Australia.
Yeah, I love them. They're my favorite band. I listen to a lot of classic rock. I listen to, Led Zeppelin and Steve Miller Band and CCR.
That's
cool.
Okay, I'll go. So what's next for yourself?
I just want to keep making movies. I mean, I'm on holiday right now, so it's kind of nice. I have a couple week break here, but when I go back, I really, you know, probably go ahead and with this horror film and do that. But, you know, I want to try out the TV thing now that door is open to me, see what I can do. Sitcoms are, you know, very much a 9-to-5 job, so it's really different for an acting type that's normally running around with crazy hours. Maybe get on some bigger budget spag films like Water for Elephants and things like that. I just want to keep doing, like, smaller supporting roles and meeting more people and stick with film for a while.
Sounds good to me. I think that's all I've got for you, so I appreciate your time and doing the interview, and thanks so much for doing
it. Yeah, absolutely.